Balls on the closets to see if there's any secret openings. You think I didn't do that, player? Oh, you know I did. I knocked. I moved things around. I was like, there's no secret openings gonna come up at me, man. You know? I made sure I checked that whole room, guys. I made sure there's a bed. Make sure there's no secret doors and anything. All right, let's see. Miss Melmahay. Miss Melmahay is in the chatterbox. And Miss Melmahay said, never try and communicate with these entities. They will attach themselves to you. If you move out your house, they will follow you. Well, Miss Melmahay, I believe you. You make sense. You have a lot of reason. And you say good things. Thanks for the advice. I wasn't trying to communicate. I kept my eyes closed. I said, this is your spot. Young Faku, you know, Young Faku's not going to do anything. I just want to, you know, keep my stuff here. Even the dog, dude, we brought a dog. I had to find a place for this dog that took dogs. And even the dogs, you know, my girlfriend's dog won't shut up, always barks, is always crazy. But when we're in this room, she turned into a doll, guys. She turned into like a guide dog. She knew, she felt there was something in this house to not to mess with. And this dog kept quiet. You would have think this dog got trained by that goofy South American guy who trains all the dogs, guys. This dog was proper. This dog, you know, knew the rules. You know, I knew this dog felt something the minute we entered the house and the little chihuahua, our little chihuahua Barry, it wiped its paws on the mat, you know, before it entered the house. You know, I was like, where did this chihuahua learn its manners, guys? It's wiping its paws before it goes. I've never seen a dog do that. It did it on its own. Miss Melmahay says, demons mimic your dead loved ones as well. Oh, shit. Damn, kid. I could see that. I seen Mortal Kombat 1. You know, Shang Tsung mimicked Liu Kang's brother who died. And Liu Kang almost got messed up, man. But he fought it. I remember that. Miss Melmahay, I understand you. We're both Mortal Kombat fans. I understand. But like I said, our little chihuahua, oh, it was behaving all right. It sat down quiet. It knew the rules. You know? There was something there. But I just let it be, guys. And you guys can look up videos. Look up videos. American River Inn. And there's people that stayed in room 5. And they actually got videos of, is it called apparitions or little things that are flowing around, or even orbs that are flowing around? You know, there's videos of it. Room 5, American River Inn. There's plenty of videos in it, you know? So look it up if you guys don't believe me. But that was a cool, I had a good time. Remember, I still give it a thumbs up to American River Inn, man. It was nice, cozy, you know. If you could stay neutral with the ghosts and just don't bother them, you think you're going to be okay. But if you're going to come in like Stone Cold Steve Austin and flip off the ghost and tell them that it's your house, bad stuff's going to happen. You just let it be. It's like, if you find yourself walking through hell, keep on walking. That's all you got to do. But, you know, it was a great town. Georgetown, California. Fun fact, they don't like basketball. Who would have thought? You know? They had a radio station. I'll give them a shout out. They have a radio station. It was almost like my dream town in a way. Because they actually, I got to give a big shout out. They're KFOK. KFOK. And they got a nice little radio station there too. So I had a radio station, had Mexican food next to me, a crystal store, you know, fire department. Man, it was all there, guys. It was all there. So go check out Georgetown, California. Big shouts out to all. More music is on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We're here bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. That's 1-415-766-4428. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Machine Drums got new music coming out with Kylo Kish. And this song is called Grow Up. Let's listen to it coming up now, right here on RadioValencia.fm. This is Machine Drum and Kylo Kish with the song Grow Up. Radio Valencia.
was just a temporary high.
to red, violet to blue. Beautiful woman, heart in the truth. God in the youth, God is me easy. She's climbed to a roof. I tried to compare it, but nothing came through. Your eyes is the proof, your body's a womb. You silence the room, hush.
To be a woman is like a god in the flame.
We try, a child is the proof. Live beyond an explanation. The oceans made of waves with just one breaks to make more waves. Poor Bill and nice to see.
In this hour of darkness, we need all the help we can get. How's the girl?
The girl's fine, thanks. No. No! Father! Father, they're the ones who tried to kill me! No!
Your Eminence, what are you doing?
We cannot allow this union to take place.
Oh, please.
You can't! You must!
My God!
There's only one life. How many lives are you prepared to end if we do nothing?
No!
That's not who we are.
Of course it is. Angelina. We are doing God's work. We are preventing the end of days.
But you can't prevent evil by doing evil.
There is no time.
No!
It's the only way.
No! No!
May God forgive us!
I can do this all day long. Now, let her go.
You must let us finish. If she is slain, his hope of creating a kingdom on earth dies with her. Her death is God's will.
It's not God's will, it's your will, and it'll lead to our destruction.
She must be removed. It's the only way to defeat him. For 1,000 years, we prepared ourselves for this. We're not afraid to die.
Good. Because I'm not afraid to kill you. Let her go.
I want some. something. What's that all about? Jail is something that I can do without. Case dismissed, and now you wanna pout. You feel like trying it again, but you know it won't work. Illegal search. Do you wanna see?
Go ahead.
Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Friday morning is here, bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Radio Valencia, Friday morning is here. This show is spontaneous innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. till noon o'clock. My name is Faco. Bringing you music from all over this wonderful universe. Shouts out to all. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia. That's right. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online. On the streets. In space. And music you heard. Oh, man. LL Cool J. Jingling, baby. Keep jingling, baby. Live in New York City. New York City. Apollo Theater, the best venue in all the world. LL, he's going around tour now too, guys. Going around. I had to throw that down. I think LL's remarkable. He's gotta be one. He's pushing 60, I think. He might even be 60. He started off when he was like 16. 40 plus years later, he's gotta be 60, you know? All those 80 guys, man. Beastie Boys are probably 62. Jesus. You know? But that was him live at the Apollo before that end of days. Schwarzenegger. In the movie, he's battling the devil. If you're gonna battle the devil, might as well get Arnold Schwarzenegger on your side. You know, I had to throw that down. Other music you heard. We also had Ara Malikian with Lando Madresaya. And that also featured Gisela Giufa and Ara Malikian. Before that, we had some Don West with the song Temporary High. And Australian-born Don West. Shouts out to him. Also, new music from Mr. Gnome. Mr. Gnome and their song The Other Side of Nowhere. Mr. Gnome's coming to the city again at Bottom of the Hill. And is it October 22nd? Yep. October 22nd, Mr. Gnome comes to town along with Lily. Will be there, Lily. Mr. Gnome has got a new album called The Silver of Space. Go check it out. These guys are awesome. Mr. Gnome's a great band. Great band. And I'm glad they're still around. You know, I've been playing their music almost 20 years now. They've been around almost 20 years. They're half a step, guys. They're half a step from getting big. You know. Also, in that set, new music from Mike Pinto. And Mike Pinto and El Rabbi or El Rabbi, and that was music from Mike Pinto and El Rabbi, and the song's called Mischief Night. Before that, new music, just nothing but new music. Oh my God, it's The Church, and the song was called Celebrity. And did we catch up? I think we caught up. Yeah, Mr. Gnome. We caught up. Mr. Gnome is what I played. Oh, and we had... I can't remember what we had in the beginning. Y'all come to me, guys. Dig it. I hope you did. Good music up in here. Oh, Machine Drum with Grown Up. That's what we had. Now I'm back. Here we go. Shouts out to all. Let's see, I put a video of Georgetown, California on the Chatterbox. If you guys want to know what Georgetown, California looks like, I walked around for a little bit, you know, like less than a minute, you know. So if you want to see what a town, Georgetown, California looks like, go on the Chatterbox on RadioValencia.fm, or you could go to my X or my Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. It's Faco was my handle. ITSFACO. There we go. Shouts out to all. There's a lot of funny things. You know, I played a scene that has to do with the devil. Right? El Diablo. Right? And End of Days is the movie. Schwarzenegger, he battles the devil. I think they start slap boxing, if I remember correctly. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he goes, "Oh, you want to see who's a man? Slap box me!" And they started slap boxing each other. It was him versus the devil, and he, you know, you can't go against the devil. The devil's got hands. You know what I'm saying? He could turn into anything. There's a couple things about that, you know, because the devil is all crazy. The devil is nuts in that movie. He makes out with, you know, guys' wives while they're watching. You know, is that cucking? He does that. Luke Cuxford, you know, Luke Cuxford. He does that. He's making out with, you know, guys' wives, and everybody's scared of him, and he's hunting down some girl because the prophecy will come true if he gets her. And, you know, all that stuff. This guy comes from hell. Lucifer, Luke Cookford. He comes from hell. His powers are undeniable. You know, but still he has to walk to places. He doesn't just... You would think, hey, you're the devil. You got all this power. Why don't you teleport? You know? Teleport around. You know? He doesn't. He's just walking. He's walking. Same thing Jesus did. Walk around. They're just walking. He's walking. He should be teleporting. Right or wrong? You got all that power, dog? Teleport. Alright, but okay. We'll believe that. You know, and there's a lot of movies. Like, I'm just going to list two examples. There's this movie, End of Days, and then there's Devil's Advocate. And Al Pacino plays the devil. Right? Cool. Now, how can you go against the devil, guys? How can you fight him? You know, you might need God on your side. Okay, sure. You know? But in both of these movies, the only way to, like, you know, make his plan not work is by committing suicide. In both those movies, spoiler alert. You know, the only way to go against the devil and to beat him is to commit suicide, which is crazy. You know, and it's ironic. Isn't that a sin, too? It's weird, right? Like in Devil's Advocate, you know, Pacino's trying to get Keanu Reeves to join him and have sex with his sister, Keanu Reeves' sister, the devil's daughter, and Keanu Reeves is the devil's son. And he's like, all you guys got to do is hook up and, you know, we could take over the world. I'll give you anything you want. You'll rule by my side, you know? He's like, I always wanted a son, Keanu, and I always wanted grandkids, and you can give me the grandkids I always wanted, you know? And, you know, he's saying it like that to the devil, Al Pacino. He's saying it in a sweet way. He's like, I don't need this $25,000 Rolex. Throws it on the ground. He's going to tell you how much it is, but he'll still throw it on the ground. You know, I don't need all this stuff. I just want a son to give me grandsons. And the only way that he beats him is by committed suicide. And when he commits suicide, it's over. Same thing with Schwarzenegger in End of Days. He slap boxed the devil. He knows he can't win. You know, I think he throws a bottle, he throws like a glass of water in the devil's face, and the devil gets stunned. He's like, oh no, what? I can't see, what's going on? And that gives us some time. He saves the girl, and then he commits suicide. You know, it's weird. There's some weird stuff going on in there. Maybe it's almost like lazy writing. Come on, man. Write something else. Write, open up a doorway to another dimension, at least. You know, how about, you know, instead of committing to suicide, he cuts his fingers off and turns all his fingers into a long cross. And that's what scares the devil to running away back to hell, back to his home. That's better than just committing suicide, you know? Come on. I mean, you know, let's be a little more creative, you know? Use some appendages to take out Luke Huxford, you know? That's what I say. But what do I know, you know? I'm over here rambling while everybody's battling the devil, you know? What are you going to do? You just keep on going. We got 11 minutes left of the show. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. We're almost done. Remember, DJ Mark is here. And getting ready. All will be well. Enough of me. Let's get into the music. What do I want to hear? I want to hear some. How about Manu Chao? Let's throw that down. Manu Chao came out with an album. And it's out. I've been playing almost every track. And here's another one. This is one with Willie Nelson. The one and only Willie Nelson. And this is Willie Nelson and Manu Chao with Heaven's Bad Day. Whoa. Kind of crazy, guys. It all makes sense. Here we go. Manu Chao, Willie Nelson, Heaven's Bad Day. Right here on Radio Valencia.fm.
Nobody come to visit my heavens today. Nobody come to visit my heavens today.
It's been a heaven's bad day, heaven's bad day, heaven's bad day. Nobody come to visit my heavens today. There is no devil to visit my heavens today. There is no devil to visit my heavens today. It's been a heaven's bad day, heaven's bad day, heaven's bad day. There is no devil to visit my heavens today. No devils to visit my heavens today.
Listen to me, Whitley. Look up at my finger. That's it. Keep looking at my finger. I'm going to count to 10 as you're falling asleep. And when I'm finished, you'll be deeply, deeply asleep. 1, falling asleep. 2, falling asleep. 3, falling asleep. 4, falling asleep. 5, falling asleep. Whitley?
Huh.
Whitley, let's go back to that first time, the night of October 4th, last October 4th. What do you see?
October 4th. Busy day. Writing.
Last week she was
cooking. Mess in the kitchen. Alex and Sarah came. We're going to the country.
Just come in.
Yes?
So we're in the car and we're talking and it's a lot of traffic and it's getting dark. We get up there and I can't get the security system to work because it's just every time I touch it, it goes crazy. And fixes it. We go in the house, build a fire. First fire of the season. We went to bed.
What happens after you go to bed?
I wake up, middle of the night. That's... I don't... Something went past my window.
Something went past the window.
A light. Big. like a light. But I don't want to think about that, so I go back to sleep. This is no good. I can't do this.
Whitley, tell me what you see.
It's almost as if this figure is... it's covered in something. It's sticking something into my mind. Images exploding. The world is blowing up. My boy is dead.
Why I have to die, Dad? Why?
I'm not hypnotized now, am I?
I think you just came out of it.
It's almost over. Alright, 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 it's almost over. Scary stories still send glory up in my veins. Don't know the name, cause yo, I'm coming through over the speakers to the tweakers to the sober people. This is how it goes, getting deep, and I ride in my rhyme. Here I go, cause I'm freestyling, rhyming, and I go until noon. While I'm in this room, young Falco coming through, and I'm celebrating, not complaining. Young Falco on a team, here I go, I control what's in my dream. In a couple minutes, it's all over. Young Falco coming through, and then I get on a train and go home. While I listen to beats, and I walk all across the street, cause yo, I still got tempo, I still got subjects. Young Falco, and you know, I'm hunting, running all across. Young Falco coming through, and I am a boss. Alright, alright, DJ Mark is in, minutes away, all will be well. Stay tuned for the vinyl and the soul. But enough of me, it's about that time. It's all over, shouts out to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces,